This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A woman from New Jersey has been missing since last fall, and now perhaps a break in this case. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more. He's live this morning at Old Bridge. Sean.
Yeah, family waits in agony. It is suspected a body found here in the woods in Old Bridge just off of Route 9 might be the remains of 25-year-old Stephanie Parza. She disappeared from her late grandmother's home in Freehold around Halloween. There are police vehicles out here this morning, flashing lights on. They're guarding the shoulder of Route 9 just south of Old Mill Road, so they're still out here at the scene. Autopsy and positive identification pending. Parza vanished without a trace. Her cell phone and car left at the grandmother's home. Family say that's just not characteristic of her. Police searched in New Jersey. They have searched on Staten Island. After the Monmouth County prosecutor named Parza's ex-boyfriend a person of interest in late November, he took his own life. He hanged himself. Police found the body roughly about a dozen miles from where Parza disappeared. This morning, they're still out here processing the scene in the woods, hoping for more answers later today. Live in Old Bridge, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. Also hoping for answers are medical professionals around here in both New York and Connecticut who've seen possible cases of coronavirus. Let's get an update on that live from WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
And seven possible cases, Wayne, have been identified in New York, with four people in isolation. In Connecticut, health officials have isolated a Wesleyan college student with flu-like symptoms that traveled through an airport where there was a diagnosed case of coronavirus. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Department of Health and Human Services must declare a public health emergency to get more federal dollars to the Centers for Disease Control.
The funds CDC needs are locked up, not nefariously, just bureaucratically. And we're here to say, use the key now and unlock the dollars.
Meanwhile, several people were seen at weekend Chinese New Year celebrations in Sunset Park and Flushing wearing masks. There have been three confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., one in Seattle, one in Orange County, California, and a third in Arizona.
And this morning we're seeing the image of Kobe Bryant on the side of the Madison Square Garden. He played 20 seasons with the Lakers, but his magic was felt on the court here in New York. 11 years ago, he scored 61 points in a single game at MSG, and the fans last night at the Knicks-Nets game paid tribute. Here's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Sure, Kobe was always the opponent when he came to New York, but R.J. Murray teared up anyway when he learned the news.
We started crying. I mean, how can you from New York City cry for a man in L.A. that you always used to hate playing against the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? But when he leaves, it shows the world that, you know, we are true fans and that we do love each other in this game.
The Garden is lit up in Laker purple and gold, and the Knicks held a 24-second moment of silence for number 24 ahead of the game.
He just had a real connection with the crowd there.
Bleacher Report senior NBA writer Howard Beck says everyone respected Kobe, but especially fans in New York.
They can set aside jersey colors and logos. When they see greatness, they appreciate it.
Outside Madison Square Garden, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, we're seeing some brightening and some purple hues now in the morning sky. Let's go to the Weather Center with the Exergen forecast, Craig Allen.
Yes, we are, and temperatures are going to climb today to above average, too, with a good amount of sunshine, a mix of sun and clouds. Any flurry or sprinkle that we have around early this morning will be just that, a brief flurry or sprinkle. The high near 45 for the day. Fair and chilly tonight with lows between 30 and 35, 20s for the inland areas. Sun will be shining during the day tomorrow as well as Wednesday. I mean, there could be a couple clouds that mix in every once in a while, but high temperatures will climb to 40 to 45 on Tuesday, 40 degrees or so on Wednesday, and then just a little bit chillier during the day on Thursday.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.